because Kogan obtained the data through legitimate channels, preventing such a scenario from happening again isn't as simple as patching a bug or boosting Facebook's security infrastructure. A fix would require Facebook to be stricter with its actual customers, developers and advertisers of all kinds, from retailers to political groups who pay to know what you have revealed about yourself. But it will need to keep a closer eye on who can see what, even if that results in repercussions for its other partners. Facebook invites you to chronicle your life through its platforms, especially your most cherished moments. There is a natural expectation that a space with such precious material will be guarded. As Zuckerberg said in a statement that in part pledged to restrict developers' access to data, "We have a responsibility to protect your data, and if we can't, then we don't deserve to serve you." There's another group in need of urgent introspection, users. In an era in which we tell companies like Facebook, Google, and Amazon what groceries we eat, whom we're in touch with, and where we're going, at a minimum, users themselves need to actually demand to know to whom their information is being sent and how they will use it, in a way that is readable and accessible. There's no single obvious answer for preventing future data abuse, but one lesson is evident. Facebook needs to be more transparent with its users when their data is being exploited, and users themselves should be more vigilant about the personal details they're willing to share. It's clear these platforms can't police themselves, Senator Amy Klobuchar posted to Twitter, although even she expressed to Vice News Tonight skepticism that lawmakers will change the system ahead of this year's elections, suspecting some will want one last election cycle with these tools in hand. Users may not invest in Facebook with cash. Instead, we offer invisible things: our emotions, our interests, our time, and, in the end, our trust. As Facebook asks for more and more of us, as it expands from its messenger apps to virtual reality to Instagram, we must ask, why do we trust what we know so little about? Especially when what we do know is that the site profits off our interests. We need to value our minds and lives at least as much as the advertisers and politicians do.